So we are all very fortunate that different nations from different parts of the world are now combined together in Krishna consciousness. Some of you have come from Europe, England, France, Germany, Holland, Rome. Similarly, you have come from America, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Canada, Toronto, Ottawa, Vancouver, Africa, Nairobi, South Africa. So it is very good example that you have come from different parts of the world to join in the Sankirtan movement. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted Prithivite asirato nagaradi gram sadmatra prachar haive mar na. He said that all over the world, as many towns and villages are there, the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be known. So his prediction was never to be foiled. So by his grace, it is now becoming fulfilled. This is the real platform of United Nations. We are trying for United Nations, working for the last 30 years, but they have not been successful. Neither they will ever be successful. That is our prediction. Yes. They will never be successful because you cannot be united on the material platform. That is not possible. Because on the material platform means on the body concept of life. I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Brahmin, I am Shudra, or so many I am. All designations. So, on the platform of designation, there is not possibility of unity. There is not possibility. Unity is possible on the spiritual platform. Those who are under the concept of this body and this body, they have been described in the Shastra as Gokhara. Go means cow and Khara means ass. Saiva Gokhara. Jashyat buddhi kunapi iti dhātuke sadhik kalatra visubhavma idyabhi jati prabuddhi salile nakarhiti janesu avidyesu saiva Gokhara. Go means cow and Khara means ass. So, this Vrindavan Tirtha, if somebody comes here with the bodily concept of life, he does not derive any benefit. Jati buddhi salile. Salil means water. Just as generally people come here, take their bathing in the Jamuna river, and they think, now my business is finished. I came to Vrindavan, now I have taken my bath in the Jamuna river and purchased some things from here. Now let me go home. I have finished my tirtha. But Shastra says, no, That is not Tirtha. Janeshu Avigyeshu. If you want to purify yourself, then in the Tirtha you must find out Avigya. Avigya means one who knows. One who knows what they are doing. One who knows Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetna Shai Guru Ha. One who must know who is Krishna. This morning I met one gentleman. So, in his house I saw that Prabhu. So I asked him, who is that Prabhu? So he says, he has no name. Just see the fun. He is living in Vrindavan. He does not know the name of Prabhu. Just see his position. Prabhu is Krishna. Prabhu means Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. The Prabhu means proprietor. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatabasam Sarvaloku Maheswaram. Sridam Sarvabhutanam Yatamam Shanti Mitchati. Matta Parataram Nanya Kinti Jasti Dhananjaya. Aham Adirhi Devanam. These words are there, and he is living in Vrindavan. He does not know who is his Prabhu. This thing is going on. He can go behind him. Yes. This man is, you are dozing. So long one will remain in the bodily concept of life. He cannot understand Prabhu or Krishna. That is not possible. So, to understand this Prabhu, it requires many, many births. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Bahunam Janvanam Ante Jnanavan Mahana Prabhupada. That is, foolish person cannot understand Prabhu. Another place Krishna says, Namana Dushkitinam Mulha Prabhupadante Naradhama Mayana Abhita Jnana Asuri Bhavamasit. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to understand the Prabhu. Who is Prabhu? Who is the Master? Who is the Supreme? Absolute. This is Krishna consciousness. To understand the Supreme Prabhu or Master or the Controller and surrender unto Him. This is the process. Simple process. That Prabhu you cannot understand by mental speculation. That is not possible. Nāyam ātmā pravacanena labhya na bahunā sutena. There are many Vedantis, many scholars in Vedic literature, but they do not know who is his Prabhu. They will say Prabhu, but are you asking who is your Prabhu? That they cannot say. Or they will not utter the name of the Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Mayavadi hoy Krishna aparadi. they'll chant, they'll call Brahma, Chaitanya, Paramatma, Prabhu, but they'll never utter the name of Krishna. This is their disease. This is called Mayavad disease. Therefore, because people are so poor in knowledge, Alpamedhasa, brain substance is very little, they cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was detected by Srila Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Sila. My Lord, you are the most magnificent incarnation. Because people cannot understand even Krishna, but you are distributing freely the love of Krishna, the highest perfection of life. Love of Krishna. One may know Krishna, but it is very difficult to know the love of Krishna. Gopi bhava rasa amrita dilahari kallola magnam sada. Rupa Goswami, about the Goswamis, they knew what is Krishna, what is love of Krishna. They wrote many books. Vidabda Madhav, Lalita Madhav, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Actually, Vande Rupa Sanatana Ulavijuga, Sri Viva Gopala. So, actually, to understand Krishna, one has to follow the footprints of the six Goswamis. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raguna, Sri Viva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raguna. Eichai Gosai Jar Tarmi Das. Dasavar Padavanu Murpanchu. You have to accept the six Goswamis of Vrindavan who came there, who discovered Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is the discovery of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were first deputed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, otherwise it was a big thing only. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered the Radha Kunda. In this way, the Goswamis were deputed and Srila Sanatana Goswami, first of all, established his Madan Mohan temple, then Govindaji. In this way, all this city of Vrindavan, it is transcendental city, but it was begun by the inspiration, by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he appeared to distribute Krishna prema, Krishna prema pradaya. That is the highest perfection of life. Prema kumartha maha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is prema pumartha maha, to achieve love of God. That is the verdict of all sastras. Savai punsan paro dharma jato bhakti radhukhaji ahaituki apratihata jinatma samprasidati. If you want really peace, then you develop your dormant love of God, Krishna. Then he will be happy. Otherwise, he will never be happy. Because we want to love somebody. That is natural. So we have placed our loving propensity in so many things, even to cats and dogs. But that is not satisfy us. Because that is sense gratification. That is not real love. Real love is to love Krishna. Love of Krishna. So, this is the highest philosophy of life. as perfection of life, how to learn to love Krishna. The Vrindavan means simply loving Krishna. The cowherd boy, the gopis, the Nand Maharaj, the Samai, and Radharani, the only focus is to love Krishna. That's all. This is Vrindavan. Vrindavan does not mean a city, a town, a this or that. Vrindavan means where everyone is in love, in intense love with Krishna. So you have come to Vrindavan, try to learn how to love, intensified love, Krishna. That is what Krishna. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. Krishna prema pradaya. So although you have got love propensity, and you want to love somebody, but you are being frustrated because that is not real love. Real love is to love Krishna. You may execute your duties very nicely, but if you do not learn how to love Krishna, this all discharging of your duties is simply working or living for nothing. Samaye vahi kevalam dharma sthana sthita pungshan vishrakshina kathasujat rupadaya ladati yadi samaye vahi kevalam. So why this love is not invoked or awakened in us? Because we are covered by this material energy and we have become conditioned by the material energy. Therefore, to purify ourselves, we require certain process. That process is called varnasam. Varnasam. Varna means four divisions of the society. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. And this varnasam is created by Krishna so that one day one may become devotee of Krishna. The whole project is, Vedic project is, Vedic civilization. Veda is to sarvai ahameva vidyam. Vedic civilization means that to understand Krishna, that is Vedic civilization. Vedanta vid, Vedanta kicham. So Vedantis means to understand Krishna. Veda means knowledge. And Anta means last. That Krishna explains, Vedanta explains. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavalman prabhati. This is Vedanta. One who understands Krishna, he is Vedantis. Not the Bhakkar. No. The so-called Vedantis, they want to get out of Krishna. They never accept Krishna as the Supreme. That is not Vedantis. Real Vedantis is here. Bhavanam janmanamante. Jnanavan means one who has actually knowledge. Jnanavan. So, real knowledge is to understand Krishna. Veda is to sarvai ahameva vedna. This is knowledge. So those who are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he has come to distribute love of God. Ketadarpanamajanam, bhavahadavadhinitvapanam, sriyakkaivavachandritavitaranam, vidyavadujjivaram, anandam vivadhanam, pratipadam, Purnam Ashadanam Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sanki. And the Bhadika of the Srimad Bhagavatam Kalau Dosa Vijay Rajan Asti Jeta Mahalaguna. This Kali Yuga is a ocean of fault. Simply fault. Mandasamandamatayo Bhandabhagya. In this Kali Yuga, people are, duration of life is very short. And still, they are slow, manda, or bad. Sumanda Matayo, and they have their different concoction of ideology and philosophy. Sumanda Matayo, manda bhagya, very unfortunate, and upadrita, always disturbed. This is the position of this age. Therefore, this Kali Yuga is full of faulty atmosphere. Kalo dosa nele raga. Dosa nele. Ocean of faults. But there is one opportunity. What is that opportunity? The opportunity is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He is teaching Krishna consciousness. He is Krishna himself. Namo Mahavadar Naya Krishna Prema Pradaya. Distributing Krishna. So, in this Kali Yuga, although it is very faulty, people are very, very degraded, less than animal, still there is a great opportunity, and this opportunity is Kittana Deva Krishnasa Mukta Sangha Parambhaje. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Kittana Deva Krishnasa. Don't require to read Vedanta philosophy or this philosophy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself. Guru Mare Murkha Deki Kaila Vedante Nahi Odhika. He presented to Prakashananda Saraswati that his spiritual master saw him a great fool. Therefore he said to him that you have no access to understand Vedanta philosophy. Chant Hare Krishna. That's all. This is the position. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he taught me one sloka. What is that? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasi, Iva Nasi. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, then you become the first class Vedanta. You don't require study. Of course, if you have got intelligence, if you have got stamina, Vedanta must be studied. And what is that Vedanta? Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhasyam Brahma Sutrana. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta. This is the real Bhasya or commentary on Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra begins, Janma Dasarita, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, Bhagavat says, Jivasva Tattva Jigyasa, the same thing, in a little different way. And Janmadasya Slok is beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya Jata Annaya. In the Vedanta Sutra, the Sutra is Janmadasya Jata. Absolute truth is that from which or from whom everything emanates. Janmadasya Jata. And Bhagavat is explaining, that is commentary. What is that Janmadasya Jata? Janmadasya jata annayat itadatascha arthesu avijna sara. Who is that source of knowledge? Now he must be avijna. Where from he got this knowledge? Sara. These things are expressed. So you are all fortunate. You have come to Vrindavan. Perhaps for the first time in life. So it is very good opportunity. Vrindavan Dham. Aprakita. Chintamani. Similarly, you are coming from Navadvip. That is also Chintamani Dham. These two dhams, places are not ordinary places. Don't make dham aparad. As there are offenses against chanting the holy name. Similarly, there are offenses in dhamma, where in the dhamma one should not perform any sinful activities. In the dhamma, If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then it increases 1,000 times. Similarly, in the dharma, if you commit offenses, it increases 1,000 times. So dharma, one should be very careful not to commit any sinful action. illicit sex, or intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These are the sinful activities. So Vrindavan Dham or practice of Dham. Those who are attached to Vishaya, sense gratification, they cannot see what is Vrindavan. They cannot understand what is Krishna and Radha. Those who are Vishaya. Vishaya means ahara nidra bhaya vaitamancha. This is Vishaya. Material object. They cannot. Therefore, Narsimhadas Thakur thinks, Vishaya sariya kabe shuddha habe mor, kabe hamo he rava sri Vrindavan. Vishaya sariya. One who has become detestful to this material enjoyment, they can see what is Vrindavan. Those who are attached to material enjoyment, they cannot see what is Vrindavan. These are the thoughts. Rupo raghu nako pade hoive akuti, kabe hamo bujhavo se jugalo priti. The ordinary artist, they are very much fond of painting pictures that Krishna is embracing Radharani. They won't paint pictures in the Krishna consciousness, that Krishna is killing Kamsa. Krishna has two business. Paritranam sadhunam vinashaya duskita. So we should not try to understand Krishna's love with the gopis all of a sudden. It is very confidential. It is meant for the paramahansas to understand. Let us understand Krishna first of all. Of course, that is the aim. The higher understanding of Krishna. Gopi bhava amrita lahari talluna magna. But not all of a sudden. Try to understand Krishna first. Therefore, Vyasadeva has compiled Srimad Bhagavatam 9 cantos to understand Krishna. Beginning from the first hand to first hand, the Janma Adasajata, Vedanta Philosophy. Then he begins to write about Krishna and Krishna's activities on the 10th canto. One has to understand Krishna by studying 9 cantos. Then if he tries to understand Krishna from the 10th canto, otherwise the Mura Manasing Tanuasitam Abhijananti Manamura. Krishna is like us. A young boy, and he's after so many young girls, so let us imitate. No, that is not understanding of Krishna. Krishna must be understood. He Shara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi, Dadi, Govinda, Sarvakarana. When you understand Krishna in that way, then, if you follow the footsteps of the acharyas, Sirupoda Ghunatapati, Hai Vyakuti, then you will be able to understand what is the loving affairs between Krishna and Radharani. Don't try to understand all of a sudden like ordinary boy and girl making their loving affairs. Then you fall down. So, this is my request that you have come to Vrindavan, try to understand what is Vrindavan Dham? What is Radha Krishna? But very cautiously, carefully, then Krishna will be pleased. And Krishna himself, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya, he is present here. Go through Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi. Go. In this way, gradually, you'll be able to understand. But that is the highest perfection. Somehow or other, if you can understand Krishna and his Vrindavan, Aradha Bhagavan, Vrindavanaya, Tadhamam Vrindavanam. Krishna and Vrindavan is non-different. Krishna and Krishna's place, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's everything, they are not different. They are one. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. That Aradha Vastu, the worshipable Lord, is Krishna. And as he is worshipable, his dharma is also worshipable. We should not commit any offense in the dharma and follow the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will be favored by the grace of Krishna to understand him and his pastimes with Allah. Thank you very much.